At this time, I want to invite the children who are going to be participating to come forward and find their places. While they are doing that, I want to give a brief kind of introduction to our scripture readings this morning. I don't know if many of you, I hope some of you, have seen the movie. It's quite old now, but Dead Poets Society, starring Robin Williams. He is hired as a new English teacher in this prestigious all-boys school, and he really shakes things up. The first day of class, he has the boys open up their textbook, their poetry textbook, and begin to read the introduction. And it's this very technical thing of graphing poems on two axes to see how, you know, relevant they are. And after he has these kids read this, he then tells them to rip those pages out of the book, which just freaks these boys out. He later on, he asks the boys, why do we have language and poetry? And they give all these rational answers. And finally, he has to tell them the answer, which is, language and poetry is to woo women. Now, I know that's a little sexist, but it's an all-boys school in 1959, so just bear with it. The point is this. Poetry is different than other forms of language. It's not primarily about conveying information. It's about tapping into our deepest passions and emotions. Poetry is less about our head and more about our heart. I tell you all this today not because I want to teach you about poetry so much as I want to prepare you for our readings this morning. We're going to be reading, we've now concluded the readings from the Old Testament, and now we're going to move into reading through the Gospel of John. And we begin this day with the first chapter of John's Gospel. But John's Gospel begins very differently than the other Gospels. Mark starts with Jesus' baptism. Matthew and Luke start with Jesus' birth stories, the stories we celebrate at Christmas. But John is very different in kind of two ways. The first, that instead of starting with some event in Jesus' life, his earthly life, either his baptism or his birth, John brings us all the way back to creation. That's where John starts his gospel. And so he ties his opening into the first creation story that begins, as you recall, in the beginning. And then it goes on to talk about how God speaks the world into creation. God said, let there be light, and there was light. And so God's word has this creative power. Well, John is going to bring Jesus, not the earthly physical Jesus. So this, once again, we're in poetry, but he brings Jesus back into this by saying that Jesus is that word from creation that spoke things into being. Before Jesus was flesh and blood and walked on the earth, Jesus was the creative power of God. And so the other difference then is that this opening in John is poetry. So as I read these passages to you, don't try to figure them out up here so much as try to let them hit you here. What's the imagery? What words stand out and speak to you? How does this introductory poem about Jesus tap into your emotions and your passions? So I'm going to, throughout the festival of Christmas, I will read just a couple verses of this opening. We'll have some time for reflection, and then one of our musical groups will present their special music, and we'll move through this opening chapter or first part of John in this way. So with that in mind, why don't we pause now for a moment Again, let's center ourselves in God's grace and presence. Let's be ready to hear this beautiful poem of John's and also be inspired by the special music. It's the Gospel of John, the first chapter. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The one we celebrate, his birth, the one whose life we follow, was with God at the beginning. Was with God and is God. The Word was in the beginning with God, and all things came into being through him. And without him, not one thing came into being. How does it speak to you that Jesus is the one who has that power to create? What new things in your life, in our church, and in our world do we need Jesus to create now? What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. That light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. What darkness are you feeling a little overwhelmed with in your life, in our nation, in our world? What does it mean that Jesus, the light of Jesus, is able to overcome all that darkness? Thank you. There was a man sent from God whose name was John the Baptist. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light, the true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. God has always made sure that there have been those who testify to what God is doing in the world. How is God calling you and me, this congregation, to testify to this light that brings light in the midst of darkness? It's a little known fact, but that is actually the instrument that the little drummer boy used. the Word was in the world, and the world came into being through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. This word that comes to bring light means that the darkness is challenged. And those who strive and live and gain through darkness are hard to confront. How do we participate in the darkness in ways that we might not even be aware of, in ways that might lead us to struggle with accepting this light that God brings us? But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood or the will of the flesh or the will of men, but of God. The power to become children of God. What power has God given you as a child of God?
hoping that you will sing along with us. This is your accompaniment. They've gotten really good. So join in with us.
And the Word became flesh and lived among us. And we have seen His glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. And the Word became flesh and pitched His tent among us. The world became flesh and moved into our neighborhood. The Word became one of us and lived with us. And lives with us. instead of some kind of profound ending, I just instead just feel the need to just say a special word of thanks, not only to all the people who provided the special music, but to Nancy Meyer, who's helping with music this morning, but also especially to Becky Jones, the amazing, amazing person. Thank you all so much for helping us celebrate this wonderful time of year. Let's now stand, join together in singing, "The King Shall Come."